Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing on the chapter on the beauty and the promises that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for the people of Jannah, and what Allah ta'ala has prepared for the people of Jannah. An-Nabi Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal inna fil jannati shajaratan يسير الراكب الجواد المضمر السريع 100 سنة ما يقطعها متفق عليه ورواياه في الصحيحين أيضا من رواية أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال يسير الراكب في ظلها 100 سنة ما يقطعها. Yesterday in hadith we did that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create in Jannah for a person a palace made of a single hollow pearl, so that whole palace is made out of one pearl. So beautiful it will be, 60 miles high in length the roof of the palace will be. And then a person will visit his different families that Allah Pak has blessed him with in Jannah. And so vast it will be, from one family's area, he won't be able to see another family. In other words, so vast it will be, just that one pearl palace that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given in Jannah. So that gives us just a glimpse, an idea of the vastness and the size of Jannah. Yes, the other day we did that Allah Ta'ala will give a person the statue of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, 30 meters tall he will be. Every Jannah he will be about 30 meters tall. So now it, to us it may think that it sounds abnormal for a person to be so tall. But when a person is living in an area where they are all tall people, then it doesn't feel abnormal, it feels normal to be that height. If we have to go to an area maybe where they are very, very tall people, maybe to the West Indies or somewhere, then we will actually feel out of place when seeing so many people that are tall. So in Jannah, everyone will be so tall, everything will be vast, everything will be big, everything will be so spacious, that now it will feel normal, it will feel something that is pleasurable, something that is enjoyable, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes everything in Jannah. And everything in Jannah is completely real. So today's hadith is speaking about the trees of Jannah. How beautiful are the trees of Jannah. Sometimes because we're living in the city, so we take these things for granted. But ask those people that take pride in trees, how they enjoy pruning the tree, planting it, watering it, cutting it, sitting in the shade, enjoying the shade of the tree. So just to teach us, and especially in the Arab world, trees are something that are appreciated much more than we would appreciate trees. So just to give us an idea of what the trees of Jannah will be, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in Jannah there is a tree beneath which a strong, healthy, swift rider will not be able to ride across in 100 years. So vast is one tree of Jannah, that a strong, quick, swift rider, not a slow rider, a swift horse rider, he won't be able to cover the shade of the tree even if he rides for 100 years continuously. Can you imagine how wide and how vast one tree of Jannah is? Another narration has from Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, a rider will not be able to cross its shade in 100 years. So the first hadith is saying a swift rider will not be able to ride across it in 100 years. And the next hadith, why Imam Nawawi rahmatullah has brought it, there's a slight difference in the wording. One is not cross the tree itself, and the second hadith is saying not cross the shade of the tree in 100 years. Both are giving the similar meaning in terms of the extent of the size of the tree, but because the wording is slightly different, muhaddiseen are so careful, they'll bring it to us like how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or how it is narrated from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the two different ways. One more hadith, وَعَنْهُ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إِنَّ أَهْلَ الْجَنَّةِ لَيَتَرَاءُونَ أَهْلَ الْغُرَفِ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ كَمَا تَرَاءُونَ الْكَوْكَبَ الدُّرِّيِّ الْغَابِرَ فِي الْأُفُقِ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ أَوِ الْمَغْرِبِ لِتَفَاضُلِ مَا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ تِلْكَ مَنَازِلُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ لَا يَبْلُغُهَا غَيْرُهُمْ قَالَ بَلَى وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ رِجَالٌ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَصَدَّقُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Hazrat Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the people of Jannah will look up at the people in apartments above them just as you look at a glittering star moving on the horizon from east or the west, because of the difference in rank between them. What a beautiful example Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving, that in Jannah you look up at the apartments, at the palaces of the people in the higher Jannahs, like how people in the dunya look up to the stars, that is shining, and a star that maybe seem like it's moving from east or west. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, like, how are you looking up at that shining star? People of Jannah to look up to the higher Jannatis and their palaces like that, like how you see the stars. The Sahaba said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then Rasulullah sallam explained that this will be the different ranks between the Jannatis. The different ranks between the Jannatis. So then the Sahaba said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will those be the ranks of the messengers, the Anbiya, which only they will attain? So Sahaba, now this is how they would think this. Like, akhirat was a reality. We normally, our mind is just on our businesses, generally, just on our dunya, just on the things around us, our investments. But they, akhirat was a reality. It was as though it was in front of them. Immediately their mind went to, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those high palaces and those high stages, is that only for the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said no. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took an oath. And he said, I know by the oath of that being in whose control is my life, they are people who believed in Allah and accepted the messengers. All, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying, that all these people did was they believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they accepted the messengers. So because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciated this so much. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them that rank that is so high. So this shows us, and this teaches us also, that this is not a small thing to bring iman. Iman is a very, very great thing, and it's something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very appreciative of. So continuously we got to remind ourselves, and we got to keep on telling ourselves, and keep on understanding that this iman is something that is very precious. More precious than anything else, any other commodity we got, is this commodity that Allah ta'ala has given us of iman. So therefore this iman also needs to be protected. How? A person is careful of the environment that he's going. A person is careful of the company that he keeps. And Hazrat Maulana Masihullah rahmatullahi alayhi would say, when you talk about company, it's not only the physical contacts that we have, it's even the books that we read, even the sites that we visit on the internet, even the places or the articles that we're reading on our phone. All these is your company. If it's of good people, then you're keeping good company. Therefore they explain that a person, when he's reading an article of an author, it's half mulaqat. It's not a full mulaqat. It's not a full companionship. It's half companionship. It's as though this person is in that person's company. 50% of actually being in his company, but still he's in that company of a person. So a person is in the habit of reading novels or non-Muslims. Can you imagine? Continuously he's staying in the company of non-Muslims. His thinking becomes like that. If he's in the habit of reading articles continuously of non-Muslims, then that effect is definitely affecting his heart. So therefore a Muslim is careful continuously that what physical company I keep must be the pious. What articles I read must be the articles of the pious. What places I visit are the places of the pious. What talks I listen to also must be the talks of the pious. Now all this affects a person, and it affects a person's iman. So a person who has got great value for his iman will value all these things, will be very, very careful of even the company that he keeps, even the things that he listens to, and even the things that he speaks about. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday. We should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make it a point of reciting Surah Al-Kahf. And try it and do it as early as possible. Some people like to read, leave it for after Asr. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned that is perhaps the best time to read it is after Asr, because this is the time when the Malaika change the shift. But because we are busy people and our schedules are difficult, so try and finish it early on. If a person gets the tawfiq, he can read it again after Asr, no harm. But if a person delays it, there's a great chance that he may miss reciting Surah Al-Kahf. We should read it and should encourage our families also to recite it, especially in this time of fitna and fasad. And the other thing we should do is try and come early for the Jummah Salah, and try and sit as close as to the Imam as possible. And the time between Asr and Maghrib Salah is a very, very Mubarak time. At least take out some time before Maghrib Salah in dua. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.